This is Mark Canduso from the Flying Saucer Investigating Committee of Akron, Ohio, interviewing a patrolman. What's your name?
Patrolman McCurry.
McCurry. And where do you live, Mr. McCurry?
Maslin.
Maslin. And what office do you work out of?
Maslin Barracks.
Maslin Barracks. And your rank is patrolman, right?
Right.
What's your education? What education have you had? High school?
High school.
And special training, huh?
Right.
What's the date of observation?
Tuesday, September the 18th.
September 18th. And what time was it at that?
About 5 a.m.
5 a.m. Eastern, no, daylight saving time.
Right.
And the locality of the observation?
Be between Minerva and Alliance on State Route 80 to Junction 153.
I see. And how long did you view the object?
3 to 4 minutes.
3 to 4 minutes. Describe the weather conditions, the type of sky, bright daylight, nighttime, dusk, etc.
Nighttime and clear.
Nighttime and clear. Any moon?
Yes.
Stars?
Yes.
Did you see more than one object?
Yes, two.
Two objects. Describe the appearance of the objects in detail.
They were bluish white and oblong. When they were at a distance, and then when they came in close, the one came down low and become very bright.
Very bright. Now, I'll ask you some other questions later on, which will bear on this a little bit more. Did the object appear to stand still at any time?
Just once.
Just once. And for how long?
About a minute.
About a minute. Did they suddenly speed up and rush away?
Yes.
Did they break up into parts?
No.
Give off any smoke?
When at a distance, it looked like there might be a slight vapor trail. I couldn't say for sure.
I see. Did you drop anything?
Did they?
Did they drop anything?
No.
Did they change brightness?
No, except when the one came down low.
Change shape?
No.
Change color?
No. Right. The one that came down low, it came very bright.
Very bright. But did it change color, though?
No, it would turn more or less from a bluish white to a real bright white.
Hmm. I see. And did the object at any time pass behind anything or in front of anything?
No.
That is an earthly object on the ground?
No.
Was there any wind?
Very little.
Did you observe the object through the windshield or glasses or binoculars or anything like that?
I first observed it through the windshield, then I got out of the car and watched it.
And you've got good eyesight, I suppose.
Right. Have to have it.
Was there any accompanying sound?
No, I didn't hear any. It would probably be too far away for me to hear any sound anyway.
Were the objects fuzzy or blurred, like a bright star, or sharply outlined?
No, they were sharply outlined. Except at a distance, it would be blurred when it first came up in the southeast.
In the southeast. Did you think that the object had its own light within, or was it reflecting, or dull finished?
No, it had. I would say it had its own light.
Had its own light. Did the object rise or fall while in motion?
No.
Didn't one of them come low?
No, except the one that came down, right.
I see. Could you give us the apparent size of the object when compared with the following held at arm's length? A pinhead, a pea, a dime, a nickel, half dollar?
I would say about a dime at a distance, and then when the wind came down low, probably could hold a nickel out, and the bright light would still come out around the nickel.
Well, you mean, in other words, that the lighted area away from the object would have covered even a quarter, possibly?
Possibly.
I see. Did you happen to notice the object? How did you happen to notice the object in the first place?
I just sitting there at the intersection observing traffic, and I just glanced up in the sky and saw them coming up from the southeast.
From the southeast. And could you describe how they traveled towards you?
From southeast to northwest. And after they got over me, they more or less bared off to the northeast and went directly east.
Did they ever stop?
Yes, once. When the one came down low, the other one stayed up high and hovered over.
In other words, they did stop. For how long do you think they stopped?
Oh, approximately a minute.
Approximately a minute.
Yeah.
And they came from the southeast and traveled toward the northwest to begin with?
Right.
And then they changed direction in which direction?
After
they hovered and stopped?
Oh, directly east.
Directly east from there?
Right.
Could you estimate the distance of the objects from you? I know it's a very tough thing to do, but
would
you say they were close or far when they stopped?
Well, when they stopped, they were the one that was way up. I suppose it'd probably be a mile or more up in there, maybe more than that. The one that came down low couldn't have been more than I doubt if it could be a half a mile away. It was probably 1,000 feet up, maybe.
1,000 feet?
Possibly.
Did it throw any light on the ground?
No, I don't believe. They would be too far away for me to see.
I see.
Whether it was any on the ground. It lit up enough that it possibly could have.
Now, how did the object disappear from view?
When it came down low, it just lit up like somebody turned the lights on, and they just sort of dimmed out and disappeared directly to the east.
I mean, did they disappear from distance?
No, it more or less seemed to just dim the lights and took off.
And you didn't see them?
While suspended there in the air.
After you saw them hover for the minute that you said that they hovered, and one came down toward you, and then finally they changed direction and went the other way to the east, how long did it take for them to disappear?
It would be no time at all. They just disappeared probably in a few seconds.
In a few seconds?
Right.
You say they disappeared after hovering in the same position. They disappeared in a very few seconds.
Right.
It seemed like a very short time to you.
Yes.
What approximate elevation were they? Were they at 30 degrees, 45 degrees when they stopped? Or were they overhead?
No, they weren't overhead. They,
Could you point with your hand and try to imagine for me?
I suppose that'd be, 30 degrees?
Just about 30, 35 degrees, yes. 30 or 35 degrees. And maybe even less, about 30 degrees.
Yes.
And were there any conventional objects in the sky, like aircraft?
No, none.
What about afterwards?
None.
And could you compare the speed of the objects once they started to, as they came from the horizon in the southeast towards you? Were they like a piston craft, like a jet craft, or much faster, or slower?
Much faster.
Much faster than what?
Than jet. They just came up out of the southeast, and in that period of 4 minutes, they came from completely out of sight, through from the southeast up to where I was at, hovering there, and disappeared to the east.
And when they took off going away from here, did they seem to be going very fast?
Yes.
Faster than a jet?
Yes.
Did you have any other witnesses with you?
No.
Just by yourself?
Yes. At about 7 miles away, there was 2 Minerva policemen that observed it at the same time I did. And then I went to Minerva, checked with them to see if they had sighted the same object I had, and they advised they had, and I asked them what they saw, and they advised that they saw everything that I did, and it did the same thing that what I'm saying right now.
But you were not in connection with one another, telling each other things while you were watching?
No, I went down to check to see if anyone else had seen it or see what I was not.
And you found out then that somebody else had done the same observing you did.
Right.
Is there an airport around the area, military or governmental research installation? Is there an airport around here, close by?
There's one at Akron Canton Airport, but it's directly west.
Directly west.
Yes.
And you don't think it was an aircraft?
No, I know it wasn't.
I see. Have you ever seen other objects of this nature, unidentified?
Yes, about 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago?
Yes. Saw 7 of them.
7 of them?
Right.
Could you give us just some kind of a quick description of those? Because that seems to be a case in itself.
They came up directly from the southeast, and they more or less act like they were playing games with each other. And fly around and more or less hover for a while and take off. And They more or less came directly overhead, and then they went directly east also.
Is that right?
No.
In other words, they were like a swarm of bees or a swarm of mosquitoes flying around it, or like aircraft making dives and things on each other?
Right.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you thought that they must have been almost like they were just having fun.
Right. They more or less like us playing games.
And what did you do? How would you describe those objects? Were they just lights in the sky or what?
No, they looked just the same as these here did too, only they never came down low.
They were hot.
Right.
Oh, I see. Did this object that you described for us that you saw on the 18th here Tuesday, would you describe them as round or just straight oblong? What do you mean by oblong? Like a brick?
No, they maybe not quite as oblong as an egg. Could use an egg and cut it about in half or so, I guess.
Cut in half. And
that would be at the angle that I was looking at them when they came up out of the southeast of the pool. That's oblong.
In other words, the one side of it was flat, like they're cutting an egg. In half. Which half? Down the long ways?
Right.
Or the short side?
Right. The long ways.
Long ways.
Yeah.
Did you see an actual hump such as that?
No, I didn't see a hump.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the oval shape,
right,
aren't you?
Right.
I see. Looking at the flat side.
Right.
You couldn't see any definite shape such as whether it was rounded at the top like a dome or anything like that.
No. It more or less looked to me like just be flat. Only it was oblong.
And there was no material that you could see? No, nothing definite, nothing solid like you see on an airplane?
No.
Nothing black? No black things outlined in the back of the light?
No, it was just gray.
Strictly this light?
Right. Gray, white light.
Mm-hmm. Were you interrogated by anybody else? By the Air Force? Federal, state, or county officials?
No, I guess I'm going to be interrogated by Wright Patterson Air Force Base.
You will be?
Right.
Did they tell you when?
No, they said they would get in contact with me.
I see. Well, I'm glad I'm here before they are. Were you told not to discuss this incident by anybody?
No.
So, may we have permission to put your name? This will encourage others to report similar observations to our group, FSIC. If you prefer, we will keep your name confidential.
Yes, you can use it.
All right. Thank you very, very much. Is there anything that you had in mind at the time when you were watching this object? Could you tell us something about your thinking? Were you befuddled? Were you just surprised? Or were you cool and collected as you watched?
I think I was cool and collected. Like I say, I thought I saw them before about 10 years ago, and I saw that movie, UFO, and some of the actual pictures that were taken in that, some of the actual films in that movie, these objects compared to those, just exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you very, very much for your very generous act here of giving us this wonderful interview. And this is Mark Canduso terminating the interview on the 19th of September at around 12 o'clock at night, that is. Thank you very, very much. This is Mark Canduso signing off.
This is Mark Canduso continuing, making some additions after the fact, of course, of McCurry's sighting just described. He said that the object that had come down, the objects had come up from the southeast to a point 35 degrees in elevation, stopped there, waited there for about a half a minute to a minute, and then the left-hand one, the one on the left-hand side, dropped down to an altitude about 1,000 feet from the earth. And I think you heard him say that. And it brightened up considerably. Now, what happened was that it rejoined its partner upstairs and then took off to the east. And this is one of the points that I ascertained after the fact, after this interview. Now, as to the previous interviews on the tape, Delmas Early was interviewed first at the police station in Minerva. And Patrolman Nelson was interviewed at his home outside of Minerva. And They were interviewed. Of course, you know the dates. And so all I wanted to point out was that there were independent interviews, every one. Nobody was in the same room. None of the sighters were together in the same room. And another point that is, has to be made is that none of the sighters themselves notified each other when they were watching these objects. And I suppose that's just about all the comments I have to make. Thank you.